Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. Tammy is illin today, just not feeling well. Earlier this week, Tam and I were talking about the rumors that Riley Green and Megan Maroney are hooking up. Now, at first we were kind of dubious, like, okay, yeah, they were in St. Bart's at the same time. Does that mean they were there together? No, it just means it's a very popular destination, apparently, among country artists, and they just happened to be there at the same time. But it does look like this story is getting some legs now, so what the heck, let's gossip a bit. After months of speculation, and even that beach vacation that they passed off as, quote, just friends, it does seem pretty clear that they might be an item. There are some photos circulating of Riley driving around with Megan in his hometown in Alabama. And again, just speculation, but why do you bring your, quote unquote, good friend to your hometown? And you're probably going to bring your, quote unquote, to meet your parents if you're in your hometown. Do you usually do that with good friends, or do you do that with someone you were involved with? My opinion. Maybe I'm wrong. What do you think?
Let's look at these pictures and analyze them for a second, because I just need you to see this. It does. Number one, if it's Riley Green, why is he driving this car? Look at this car.
Pretty cool car, actually.
It's like an old Chrysler with wood panels on the side, a convertible. It's got to be from the 70s.
Late 70s, early 80s. That, if I'm not mistaken, is a classic. Looks pretty good, actually, too. Vintage wood-paneled Chrysler LeBaron. The car is awesome.
The car is just too funny.
Now, after the ACMs, they were also spotted at an airport together as well.
See, I saw that video, too, and I didn't think it looked like her.
It's them. Now, I don't want to speculate too much further because, I mean, this is their live, and then nothing's been confirmed. They're not, unless it's on Instagram, it's unofficial, right? But can you imagine the babies these two would make if it is true?
Oh, stunning babies. Definitely him in the video, yes. But I don't think that's her. It didn't look like her to me. I don't know.
Stay tuned. The Riley-Megan Are They or Aren't They saga will continue with John and Tammy. San Diego's morning show on KSON. In the meantime, she might be absent, but we'll still give you a chance at $100 and those Hardy tickets in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. And Jessica will be taking the place of Tammy. 833-287-1037. Call right now. Get hooked up with Hardy tickets, possibly that VIP upgrade as well, for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We're about to hook you up with tickets to tonight's Padres game, which is exciting because it's the inaugural Vetter Cup Rivalry Series as the Padres host their arch nemesis, the battle that's been going on for years, the Seattle Mariners? I know, it's weird. It's weird, but there's a story behind the inaugural Vetter Cup, named after Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, lead singer of Pearl Jam, Eddie Vedder. Raised here, reached success in Seattle. Both cities like to claim him as their own. As we found out yesterday, Padre fans have been casually calling every time Seattle plays San Diego the Vetter Cup. So, This is the situation. This season, Major League Baseball jumped on and are letting the Padres and the Mariners decide this rivalry on the field. Which city will win the season series and claim the first ever Vetter Cup? And I will answer your question. Yes, there is an actual Vetter Cup that Eddie Vetter supposedly designed himself.
That's cool.
And it's a big party all weekend. Tonight, San Diego's biggest happy hour, Party in the Park, presented by Southwest Airlines. $5 drink specials, live music. Tomorrow, if you want to purchase a special theme game ticket, you'll get a unique branded Vetter Cup hat, a ticket to the game, obviously, plus a donation to the EB Research Partnership. That's a charity that Eddie and his wife, Jill Vetter, have founded. That's actually pretty cool. And then on Sunday, it's Family Day, Kids Fest, presented by SDG&E. Kids can enjoy the fully renovated Gallagher Square. There's inflatables, face painters, and stick around after the game for Kids Run the Bases, presented by Chick-fil-A. I wish I was a kid to run those bases. Let's give away tickets right now, the Vetter Cup Series. This is for tonight's game. 833-287-1037. Are you free tonight? Would you like to go watch our Padres beat up on the Seattle Mariners, I hope, in the inaugural game of the inaugural Vetter Cup Series? 833-287-1037. Call or 10, they're yours. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Christy, who's in Lakeside. Hi, Christy.
Hi, good morning.
Christy, our KSON flag is flying half-mast today because Tammy's homesick.
Oh, no.
So Jessica's filling in for her. Would you please kick her out of our studio?
All right, Jessica, it's time to step out.
All right.
Christy, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Jess. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Also, want to remind you that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Christy, King of the Hill announced it will be returning on Hulu. The show aired for 13 seasons, becoming one of the longest running shows on its original network. What was the original network for King of the Hill?
Ooh, I ABC?
Today is National Chocolate Chip Day. What cookie brand ranks number one since 2014 as the highest-selling cookie brand in the world? Is it Chips Ahoy, Oreo, or Nilla Wafers?
Chips Ahoy.
Simon Cowell's known for putting together the global sensation One Direction after meeting the band's members on the X Factor UK. However, it recently came out that Judge Nicole Scherzinger was actually the one who had the idea to combine the guys into a group. What girl group was Nicole a member of?
The Pussycat Dolls.
Scarlett Johansson will host the season finale of SNL this weekend. Scarlett's married to cast member Colin Jost. What segment of SNL does Colin star in?
I have no idea.
And finally, 32 years ago today, the whole world found out that Donna Martin graduates. What TV show is that a line from?
I don't know.
Okay. Let's get Jess back in. I'm still in such denial that Tam is sick. Christy, what's your weekend looking like?
Well, my fiance Curtis and I are on our way to go on a Carnival cruise right now.
Well, look at you all name-dropping fiance and cruise lines. I love it. Where are you heading to?
To Cabo and Ensenada.
Oh, my God. Well, do me a favor. Try to have some fun, please.
Awesome. We will.
I'm so jealous. I am so incredibly jealous. I love that area so much. All right. Christy did 1 out of 5, but who cares? She's going on a cruise to Cabo. Jess, King of the Hill announced it will be returning on Hulu. The show aired for 13 seasons, becoming one of the longest running shows on its original network, which was
Fox.
That's right. Extra credit if you know what Hank Hill sells for a living.
Propane and propane accessories.
Wow. You're a bigger nerd than I am. I love it. 1-0.
Like that it was ever a question.
Christy went with ABC. Today's National Chocolate Chip Day. What cookie brand ranks number one since 2014 as the highest selling cookie brand in the world? Is it Chips Ahoy, Oreo, or Nilla Wafers?
Gosh, that's a good question. I'm going to go with Oreo.
Oreo's right. Christy went with Chips Ahoy. Is that your favorite cookie out of the three?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because you had such determination when you said it is why I asked. Okay, it's 2-0, Jessica. Jessica, Simon Cowell's known for putting together the global sensation One Direction after meeting the band members on the X Factor UK. However, it recently came out that Judge Nicole Scherzinger was actually the one who had the idea to combine the guys into a group.
Oh.
What girl group was Nicole a member of?
Pussycat Dolls.
That is right. 3-1. Christy knew that. Scarlett Johansson will host the season finale of SNL this weekend. Scarlett's married to cast member Colin Jost. What segment of SNL does he star in?
Weekend Update.
Weekend Update. The fake news. It's now 4-1, Jess. And finally, Jess, 32 years ago today, the whole world found out that Donna Martin graduates. What show am I talking about?
90210.
Specifically?
Beverly Hills 90210.
There you go.
Okay.
I had to ask for specifics because the reboot was just called 90210. So you got to be you got to be specific. Yes, Christy, today, a clean sweep for producer Jess, doing Tam proud.
Good job.
Moment of silence for Tammy. In the meantime, hey, so you're not going to get any of our money this morning, but we are going to hook you up with tickets to see Hardy May 22nd and a possible upgrade VIP package for that show next week.
Awesome. Thank you.
Right off the cruise ship to go see Hardy. Not bad. See you at the North Island Credit Union Amphitheater next Thursday. Enjoy your cruise, Christy and fiance. But before you leave, bon voyage. I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Christy in Lakeside, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
It's been the week of the bees. Tammy, who is, by the way, still homesick, but is cool enough to be able to have us check in with her. Hang on, Tammy. Just one second. You feeling okay?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Right.
That does not sound like a sure.
All right. Well, let's recap this whole week of the bees. Tammy chose on Mother's Day to have a movie day with her husband, and one of the movies they watched was Jason Statham's The Beekeeper. Coincidentally, as she's watching The Beekeeper, no less than 30 bees decided to watch it with her, and it gets weirder because they appeared individually, one at a time, and waited patiently to be let out the door.
One at a time.
Very bizarre. Mm-hmm. 30 mm-hmm. plus bees just chilling. We checked in with a man named B-Man Dan, who is a bee wrangler. The man, quote, plays with bugs. And he said this is something that they call scouting in the bee world. It's fascinating. The bees send out a team of bees to find a new location where they can build their hives. And then they come back together as a crew. If they mm-hmm. choose the place. I never knew this existed. We were fascinated by it.
Right.
As of the last conversation we had, the bees had not returned. I understand,
correct,
Tammy, Illing at home, mm-hmm. that there's been an update.
There has been an update. So our regular monthly pest control service came out, and he knocked on the back door, and he asked me to come out, and he pointed to the roof of our house, where the little crawl space attic part is. And he goes, see, do you see what's going on right there? Bees.
Ah, so there is a hive.
Oh,
you got a nest.
So there is a hive.
Okay.
Yes. So they did pick my house, even though we were hoping desperately that they hadn't chosen me, that they went somewhere else.
Tammy, this is a compliment to you. You keep a wonderful house. You guys are very sweet. Bees like honey. I mean, come on. It's right there in the name.
I know, John, but it's not a good thing for them to have a hive building in your house. That's not good. So I've sent out a call to B-Man Dan, and hopefully we can get this taken care of.
Cool. So when you get a hold of B-Man Dan, I guess that he's going to come and safely wrangle these bees away. So that we need the bees in this world. We need bees.
Correct. If they are honeybees, we definitely want that taken care of. If it is a nest of wasps or something like that, which I don't think it is, it doesn't look like it, then we'd want to just get rid of that.
All right. Well, the saga continues. Interesting. The weirdest thing to me about this entire thing, weirder than even watching The Beekeeper on Mother's Day, is the fact that you watched two other movies that the bees didn't show up for. You put The Beekeeper on, and all of a sudden, it piques their interest.
Yep. And once it was over, we didn't see another one.
Well, they're waiting for the sequel.
I guess.
As we're calling it, The Beequel. Tam, we appreciate you taking time from your sick bed to join us and give us this update. This is fascinating stuff.
I want to give credit to our pest control guy because he could have just walked away. He didn't have to say anything because it's not something they typically do. But he thought he saw one, and he stopped and waited and looked and spent time trying to figure out where they were coming from.
So that was cool of him.
Dewey Pest Control.
Okay. Thanks, Tam. Feel better. We'll talk to you later. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Last night, our leading lady show was minus our leading lady, as Tammy was homesick. Unfortunately, she's just devastated she couldn't be there. Megan Patrick, however, was there, one of the artists, the very talented Megan Patrick, who is from Canada. Country music is huge in Canada, but there are a lot of different acts that don't crack through here. We wanted to know, what is the difference between country in Canada as opposed to country here in America?
I know you're Canadian.
Yes.
What is the biggest difference between Canadian audiences and American audiences?
There isn't really a big one. I mean, I don't know if people realize how big country is in Canada. I mean, we got rednecks in Canada, too. It's just we say A and they say y'all down south. It's really not that different.
Canadian people, I don't know what it is, but you guys are the nicest people I've ever met in my life. What do you think is the reason for the niceness?
I think it's just part of the culture. It's just how we were raised and just like part of our Canadian pride is we're supposed to be nice.
So, John, you've been to Canada before, right?
Many times, yeah.
Yeah. I was struck by how nice Canadians are when I went there. I hit somebody on the head by accident. I hit them.
What do you mean you hit them in the head by accident? Like, so you elbowed them by?
Well, they were standing against a wall, and I was in this burger joint that was so good. And I was getting napkins, and the napkin thing fell because I was when I was getting the napkins on, and it hit this woman in the head. And I went, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. She goes, oh, no, I'm so sorry. And, you know, that was a terrible Canadian
what
accent.
What kind of Canadian accent was that? Oh, no, I'm so sorry. What?
It was not good.
I'll say this. When I was a Boy Scout, we did a lot of what were called jamborees in Canada. And I did find Canadians to be very, very pleasant. The Scouts were super fun, super cool. When I lived in Western New York, we'd go to Toronto all the time. And clean, cool, great city. Yeah, I've got no problem with it.
Love Canadians.
Okay.
Oh, they're so nice, and the men there are very good looking, I'm just going to say.
If you missed a minute of our Leading Ladies live show, don't worry. There'll be another one next year, and we've got everything on our socials. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. I get accused a lot of times for being a snob, whether it's what I eat or where I choose to stay. But I don't think I'm being too snobbish. If I expect my Airbnb to have, hot water.
Okay.
Next time you're on an Airbnb trying to book a trip for yourself, you might skip over the long list of amenities because, you know, why do you need to know there's hangers there? Why do you need to know there's measuring spoons there? But there is something you should look out for, hot water. There's a woman right now who's going viral after she shared her interaction with an Airbnb host who messaged her to say there's a temporary issue with the hot water at the property that she rented. It was less than a week before her stay, so she asked if she'd be refunded if the water wasn't fixed before she arrived. They responded with, they're unable to offer a refund in this situation because hot water is not, this is a quote, because hot water was not included as amenity in the booking.
Was that Airbnb coming back with that response?
Yes.
Was
it, okay. No, this was the host.
This was the host?
The Airbnb, shame. Airbnb, they step into it eventually. Tanya responded saying, so you're choosing to rip me off because you didn't list an assumed amenity. You also didn't list windows and doors. If those are missing, I guess that's fine too, which is a great point. The host refused to budge, would not offer her a refund. Airbnb, however, did step in, did give her a refund. Apparently, hot water is an amenity option that hosts can check when listing a property. And technically, they may only be responsible delivering on the stuff that they promise. So I guess the host has every right in which to do so. But what a joke. What a scam, man. You shouldn't have to. Oh, wow. Look at that. Hot water. What's next? A functioning television? I mean, come on.
Well, I mean, see, that I even would be like, okay, I get it. No TV. You're not going to refund me for no TV. But hot water feels like that's like. If you rent a property and that property manager can't provide you with hot water, that's illegal. They have to provide you with hot water. So I just, that feels so illegal, but you're right. I mean, with a temporary rental property, I guess, that's wild.
She posted it on her socials and showed the actual response from the Airbnb host. Not Airbnb itself, but yeah. Airbnb the host. Hi, Tanya. Thank you for reaching out. Unfortunately, we were unable to offer refunds in this situation as hot water was not listed as an included amenity. Lance, the pillow and coffee team. Okay, he's trouble. Any guy named Lance is trouble. Just throwing it out there.
Oh, sorry, Lance Bass.
John and Tammy. Sandy, Tammy, get well soon. We miss you, by the way. San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Go to Mike in La Jolla. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Mike, do me a favor and kick Jessica out of the studio, please.
Jessica, time to go.
All right.
All right, Mike, 5 pop culture questions for you. And if you get more right than Jess does, you're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Also need to remind you, all ties this morning will go to Jessica, filling in for the illin Tammy, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go. Nicolas Cage's new role has him playing Coach John Madden in Madden alongside Christian Bale. What sport will this film be focused on?
NFL.
After 2 years of going by just Max, a decision has been made to revert back to HBO Max for the brand. What does HBO stand for?
Home box office.
In a trailer for Ryan Murphy's brand new legal drama, All Is Fair, the all-female firm cast includes Glenn Close, Naomi Watts, Niecy Nash, Tiana Taylor, Sarah Paulson, and Kim Kardashian. What other Ryan Murphy show has both Paulson and Kardashian been in?
No clue.
Pierce Brosnan celebrates a birthday this weekend. In 1995, he became the fifth actor to portray secret agent James Bond. Within two, but without going over, how many Bond films did Brosnan star in?
Six.
And finally, J-Lo shared pictures of her recent injury after rehearsing for her AMA Awards performance. Jennifer got started as a fly girl on what TV show?
No idea.
All right. Let's get Jess back in. All right, Mike, what's happening with you today, pal?
Headed to work.
And what do you do?
Security, low voltage, access control.
Oh, all right. Okay. Big time. Mike did 2 out of 5.
All right.
Just Nicolas Cage's new role has him playing Coach John Madden in Madden alongside Christian Bale. What sport will this film be focused on?
Football.
That is right. Mike knew that. 1-1. After 2 years of going by just Max, a decision has been made to revert back to HBO Max for the brand. What does HBO stand for?
Home box office.
That's correct. Mike knew that. 2-2. In a trailer for Ryan Murphy's brand new legal drama, All Is Fair, there's an all-female firm cast, including Glenn Close, Naomi Watts, Niecy Nash, Tiana Taylor, Kim Kardashian, and Sarah Paulson. What other Ryan Murphy show has both Paulson and Kardashian in it?
American Horror Story?
That's right. Mike did not know. 3-2 you, Jess. Pierce Brosnan celebrates a birthday this weekend. In 1995, he became the fifth actor to portray secret agent James Bond. Within two, but without going over, how many Bond films did Brosnan star in?
5?
Yeah, both went over. Mike went with 6. Pierce was in 4 Bond films between 1995 and 2002. Still 3-2, Jessica. And finally, Jennifer Lopez shared photos of her recent injury after rehearsing for her AMA Awards performance. J-Lo got started as a fly girl on what TV show?
In Living Color.
In Living Colors, right. Mike didn't know. Final today, Jess, 4, Mike, 2. Mike, you're not going to get any money from us this morning, but we do have a great prize for you. You're going to Hardy, and you're eligible now for an upgrade, a VIP upgrade for the Hardy Show.
That's awesome.
All right, pal. Enjoy yourself. Have a wonderful day. Unfortunately, before you leave, I just have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Mike LaHoya, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Leading Ladies Live killed last night, Belmont Park Beach House. We talked to all of our artists, including Priscilla Block, who had just recently wrapped up a diet program. Actually, it's a lifestyle program called 75 Hard. It includes two 45-minute workouts a day. One has to be outside no matter what the weather is. Adhering to a diet that you get to pick, but you got to stick to it. You can't cheat. You got to read 10 pages of a self-help or educational book a day, drinking a gallon of water a day, and then taking a progress picture every day. She's off it, finally. We wanted to know what her first indulgence was.
So, Priscilla, we heard that 75 Hard is now over.
I know. It's kind of crazy. I feel like it was, like, forever for it to, like, get to this point, but now I like look back and I'm like, dang, that kind of like flew by. It's weird.
How are you feeling?
I feel great. You know, I made a big post about it. This is like my second time doing 75 Hard, and I just feel like it's nice to like prove to myself that I can do really hard things, especially like being in the career right. that I am in. Like, it's just a good confidence boost of being like, I can do really hard stuff, and it's rewarding.
What was the first cheat meal that you had when you were done, or have you had one yet?
Well, that was actually today. So yesterday was my last day on 75 Hard. We went to a place in San Diego called Barbusa.
Oh yes.
And I had some pasta, and it was good. Like, I'm definitely just like staying on this train. Like, yeah, I haven't even had a drink yet. I'm like, I think I'm good. Like, I'm feeling great. And so anyways, so thanks for asking about it.
Hey, congratulations. I'm personally super proud of you, because we were looking at it this morning. I'm like, there's no way I could do that.
It has been really hard, and there's been a lot of, you know, things that I've done. I went to Stagecoach. I did the ACMs last week. I've had birthday parties, beach trips. I went to the Bahamas. Like, I had so many reasons not to do it. But again, I think there's something so, like, awesome in proving yourself that you can do whatever. Even when life is hard and things are thrown your way, just do it. Whatever you tell yourself you're going to do, hold the promise. And I'm really happy that I did it.
You're kind of an inspiration right now. I'm loving it.
Oh my goodness. Well, like, there's nothing better than feeling better. And right now I'm feeling really good, and I'm going to ride that and just keep doing the things that I know make me feel good.
John, do you think you could do 75 Hard?
I was thinking about that as I was reading about it. I think the second 45-minute workout might be the most difficult, depending on what that might be, or else reading a self-help book 10 pages a day. I think I could do it, though. If I was challenged, I think I could do it.
I'm challenging you right now.
No, I don't mean challenge me right now, but eventually if I get challenged, yeah, you know, maybe I will. I don't see why I couldn't. Could you do it?
No.
Come on.
No, those
you run
two
marathons.
Workouts. Yeah, but those two workouts a day, that's why I'm not running those half marathons anymore, is because the training took so much time. That's an hour and a half of my day. And, you know, between the kid and I'm working all the time right now, like, there's no way I could fit that in.
All right. Okay. Well, Priscilla Block, congratulations.
Yeah.
And
good for her.
What a night last night for our Leading Ladies Live on KSON. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show.
Hi, is this Riley?
Hi, yes, this is she.
Hi, Riley.
Hi.
May I say I'm very impressed with your grammar, first of all.
I'm at work, so this is my work grammar.
Ah. So when you're not at work, you're, yeah, what do you want? It's me.
Yep.
Riley, I'm calling you for some really, really cool news. Remember when you played Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge this week?
Yes.
Remember when we gave you Hardy tickets?
Yeah.
And do you remember when we said you're also eligible to maybe get a Hardy VIP lounge experience?
No way. Really?
You did win that VIP lounge experience. You want to know what you get?
Oh, my gosh.
You and a guest now have one premium reserved ticket. You
awesome.
Can bring that guest to the Hardy VIP lounge, where you will enjoy bar snacks, two drink tickets each, a special appearance and pre-show performance by Stephen Wilson Jr., an interactive look at Hardy's noteworthy career moments and songwriting inspirations, a photo booth and more, a VIP exclusive tour poster with a special message from Hardy, a Hardy gift item in laminate, a photo opportunity in front of the Hardy VIP backdrop, more tour merchandise shopping before door time, so you can get there and get right in the front of the line. How about that?
Oh, my gosh. I am so shocked. I'm like shaking. Thank you so much. That's awesome.
Riley, you did it. You played Tammy. You came on the air with us, and now you're going to reap the rewards. Have so much fun. Obviously, we know that you will, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I'm so excited.
You see, people really do win with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSOM.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.